on Unreal Bluegrass, we're going to talk to Rhonda Vincent. We're going to start it off with a new cut from her right before Christmas. She added some new songs to her Christmas album that was already outstanding. She'll talk about how you can get it. It's presented in a unique way, and as I say, Rhonda is on top of everything technological-wise and bluegrass-wise and performance-wise. She is the queen of bluegrass. She'll talk to you about why she did this, what she's got coming up this year, 2024. A lot of great music coming your way. Thank you so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a new single from my guest today, Rhonda Vincent. She has released a gorgeous version of Mary Did You Know? And Rhonda, how are you doing? I wanted to talk to you about the song and some other interesting things that you've got going on.
Well, I'm doing great. Very excited for the Christmas season and to have a brand new song, which will be this song, Mary Did You Know? And three more songs that I guess I've previously recorded them on Rounder, but now they will be all together on my Christmas album that I had previously. And then I've added four new songs. Mary, Did You Know, which we have a video on.
I saw that. I've seen that. I've put it around as much as I can. It's a nice, really nice video. Really nice video.
Thank you. That's my daughter, Tinsel.
Yeah, that's right.
And my son-in-law and former Rage member, Brent Burke, is Joseph, and their new little two-month-old, well, he was 2 months old at the time. He's probably 4 months now or so, but he was 2 months old as baby Jesus. He was the perfect baby Jesus, too, because he cried when they needed him to cry and slept when he needed him to sleep. And so, and then my two-year-old grandson, who was in the City of New Orleans video, he is the little drummer boy. So it was a really fun family affair.
Sounds like you had a good time. The song is one of those ones, every time I hear it, I think, what a great song. It just builds and builds and builds. You know, did you know that the little child will someday be the king of the nation? And the way it builds in your vocals on it, of course, you always put everything you have into a vocal. But that song is one that always strikes me as just so dramatic. And I've heard many versions. I love yours. But it's just one of those songs that I think we need to hear more of because of the lyric and the way it builds up to the point of the song. The way it builds up, I think, is just remarkable.
Mark Lowry and Buddy Green wrote that. It's such a Christmas classic, and it's part of our living portrayal of the nativity that we do in our Christmas shows. And
really?
I started singing it by necessity. Before we did Christmas shows and we had extra people, we had Josh Schilling and so many others joining us, and then we've stripped it down to just the Rage and I. And so that song is pivotal. It's what brings the nativity together. So last year I started singing it, and I've made this new arrangement, or our own arrangement, because Sally sang it in the group before when she was in the Rage.
Oh, sure.
And so I made my own arrangement, and people said, where can I get that? So finally, versus doing a CD, we have a USB, USB-C. Now, it is me. It's me in a Christmas outfit. It's when you're holding the USB, or the flash drive, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
It's 127 millimeters tall, if you work in metrics.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, you'll have to do that computation, I guess.
Okay.
But it's me, and so it can work as a, you can hang it on your tree. You can put your keys on it if you want it as a keychain. Or if you pop my head off, you can hang my head on the tree, and you'll have your USB drive. If you pop my legs off, then you'll have the USB-C, and Mickey says you might USB-C in something you shouldn't. That's my
You know, that's a great line, but, you know, that's fascinating. Yes, Rhonda, I've known you long enough to know this, and the audience should know this too, that Rhonda Vincent is on the cutting edge of technology, the business. Nobody runs. Because having a band and a great band, it's a business. You've got to run it. You've got to make sure things run at the right time. And Rhonda is the person, and I know you well enough to say this, that you're always in control of things. You use all of your time. This USB, USB-C concept is great because, well, from what I understand, you've added songs to the Christmas album that we probably talked about at length before, which is great. So now you can – we always talk about ways of delivering music. And I think you've now taken advantage of what everybody does on computers. Now you have the USB and the USB-C, and explain the difference so that people know what we're talking about when we make that distinction, USB versus USB-C. It might be important to someone who's got a certain type of an appliance. Or
I mean, I hear that mostly in cars, it's USB-C now. I mean, my cars, I have one car that still has a CD player, but the other car has only a USB-C. But you can put the USB in your computer, or, I mean, some cars have that too. But just to be able to have all the different formats, I'm sure next year there'll be something new. There'll be a USB something else.
Yeah, and I expect you'll be on top of that too. But that's the technological part of your business sense, Rhonda. And I keep saying this, that I can't explain to the listeners everything that I know about you, because I've known you for so long, and we sat around and had lunch, and we've talked about things. And I've gathered from you that your approach to music and the business part of the music is just, you're a leader in that sense. And I don't know that anyone else has done what you're talking about, to release an album, put four new songs on it, and release it in this fashion that you have, because I just think that's a pretty advanced thing. I think you're always right at that edge.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, if you can't listen to it, it doesn't do any good to have it. So I'm probably pretty functional, or just like you say, necessity. I started singing Mary Did You Know, people want it. How are we going to get it to them? So it's probably pretty simple, really.
Well, you know, you mentioned the CD player, and you're driving that right now, which is I appreciate the fact that you're, again, so willing to go out and make these connections known. You're driving now, and I want you to be extremely careful, but you're right. Cars come today without CD. I have a six CD player in my car, and I will keep that car. And I'll keep that car even when it's dead. I'll put it up on wheels just so I can go out and listen to it. Put it up on blocks just so I can listen to music.
That's
it's a six
so
CD
changer.
Well, and you're right. They don't exist anymore, but now every car that you have has a little port available. And so you're capitalizing on the fact that people are driving and that is available, and you can, like you said, you take the legs off, I think is where the USB-C is, and you can plug it into your car and listen. You can take it home and put it in your computer and listen to it. And I just think that's going to happen. I've talked to a lot of artists. Well, I've talked to a lot of artists about how are they getting, and labels and record labels, how are they getting music to the consumer, well, the audience at this point. And I think that's got to be the next thing to try.
Well, I mean, we're still selling CDs.
Oh, sure. No. I didn't want to make it sound like that. But as far as the availability of it, and you've made
it's available in every format. And
you've made it decorative. You've made it decorative. I mean, like you've already described how you could, if you want, hang it on your tree. You can hang your head on the tree. You can hang. I mean, I guess I would have to do that to access it. I wouldn't want to hang your head without the rest of you. But, yeah, you've made it something that's big enough. It's not going to be lost like a thumb drive, because you've described it's almost the size, I guess, maybe like a pocket knife.
It's 5 inches. It's right at 5 inches.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, yeah.
It's going to be hard to put that in your pocket, though.
Well, I used to carry big pocket knives. I don't know. I don't so much anymore because
they
take them at the courthouse when you go through the metal detectors. But, yeah, so just for the people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So just for the people listening, it's about that size. So it's something they're not going to lose. It's like you said, it's got an image of you on it, so it won't get thrown into a drawer with cables and other thumb drives. It's Rhonda Vinson. It's Rhonda Vinson.
Yeah.
What other songs are you putting on this?
Well, the other song are kind of the obvious, that they were on a Rounder album, but I didn't have them on my album that
I
own
see.
From
okay.
Under Management Music.
Okay.
So Christmas Time's a Coming,
which
is standard. Oh, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, which I've recorded now. I think this is the third time I've recorded, so there's several versions out there.
Okay.
But my new fiddle player. I guess he's about to come up on his one-year anniversary in March. So, but the newest member of the Rage, Adam Haynes, from Ohio. And so he and I have been doing a lot of twin fiddles. And we did just the fiddles at the end of Beautiful Star, which made it a little longer than normal. But I don't know. It was just something about it. It was so beautiful. And we did it on stage. We did it at soundcheck. And everybody stopped. It got perfectly quiet. They're like, that was beautiful. And I said, well, I think we have to put this on it. We have to go back in, even though it was ready to go. And we went back in and re-recorded this with these twin fiddles. And I'm so excited about that. And then the other one, we did a unique arrangement. I don't think anyone's ever done an arrangement like we have of Oh Christmas Tree. So,
okay.
Mary, did you know Christmas Time's a Coming, Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, and Oh Christmas Tree.
Okay.
And I've recorded that before on Rounder. But this is definitely, I think Aaron, I forget which one of the guys came up. We were in the studio recording these. And what I found, the banjo, I think, played better in one key. In A, but the song is actually in D, and so we flip the key. We keep flipping these major the key that it's in. We flip them back and forth from the verse and the chorus over to the instrumental part, and then we flip it back. So it's a see what you think. I can't wait for people to hear these.
Well, I got to get the rest of them too. So we're right on the verge, right on the cusp of December. How's your December? I know you're on the road now. You're heading back to Nashville. So how does your December line up as far as Christmas shows or whatever else you're doing?
We're so excited because the first, we just got added to the Grand Ole Opry. Surprise, surprise. My daughter says, oh, don't you live there now?
She does. You do.
It's like, I hope so. I love being a member of the Grand Ole Opry. So we just got added to December 1st.
Oh,
and then
great.
On the 2nd, we're in Tennessee, and I can't remember the city. I should know. Etowah, Tennessee on the 2nd, Portland, Tennessee on the 3rd, back at the Grand Ole Opry on the 5th, and Josh Turner's going to be there. I've just found that out. Because we have a song, Joy to the World. We have a duet that we released, I guess, 2 years ago, Christmas. So I'll be at the Opry on the 5th. Then we head out to Oklahoma, to Arkansas. Then we go to Galax, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and we end up Berlin, Ohio, on the 18th, and guess where our last show of the year is? Any ideas?
I'm afraid
the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, back at the Grand Ole. See, you walked me right into that.
I opened the door, walked right onto. So the 19th of December, and then so luckily before I left home, I live at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri, and I have most of the present, half of the presents bought, wrapped. The tree up, everything's up, ready to go. When I get home, I'll have 2 days and get all the food, and everybody will be coming home for Christmas.
You're such a busy person. Rhonda is the ultimate road warrior, I think. We've talked about this before, that you like traveling. Now, and you're not always driving your car, but I know that you like traveling and you like being on the road with the band and the music and everything. But we've talked before about how much you enjoy being on the bus. You sleep better on the bus. We've talked about that before.
That's what I was just going to say. I sleep the best when I'm on the bus.
That's a good thing, I guess. Especially, well, if you spend that much time on the road. Well, I'm so glad about the Grand Ole Opry. I'm so glad about these new songs. I had earlier this year, not a seasonal song, but The City of New Orleans, I think. Has that been released other than as a single?
Yes, it's a video, too. My grandson, Titus, is in that video. And we went to a guy's house in Nashville who had a $1 million model train set. And so if you watch that video, Titus and I are life size, but then they shrunk, you know, honey, I shrunk the kids. Well, we shrunk the band, and they're miniature people in the middle of this model train set, and they bring it to life.
So let me follow it. I've seen the video, and now that I know what you're saying, I get it. But so will that be part of an album release, or is it just going to be a single that's out there as a YouTube and another song that I've gotten to play for the people?
It's going to be part of a Destinations album. Jeannie Feely wrote a song for me. She started the song for me years ago, years and years ago. And then remember the flood came through Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was 2010.
I was, yeah.
She lost everything. She lost everything, her house, and she lost the lyrics that she'd started writing a song called I Miss Missouri.
Oh,
and then
she's
the one who invited me. She gave me the invitation to be a member of the Opry.
I remember,
February 28th, 2020. I wait 343 days to officially be inducted by Dierks Bentley on February 6th of 2021. And anyway, we're really close friends. When they say the Opry's a family, they're not kidding. And she and I are, she's my Opry sister, and we talk often. And anyway, these lyrics started coming back to her. And so she said, I think I'm about to finish this song. She invited me and Aaron Enderlin to come to her house, and we got to write this song and finish it up with her. So I Miss Missouri was a destination, Missouri.
Okay.
And then I wrote down a list. If you start, I just challenge you, write a list of every song that has a destination.
Oh. Well, I can't.
I had 100 songs. As I started listening to them and thinking, wow, I'd like to record that song. Ooh, maybe if I record that. This project has been going on now for probably a couple of years.
Oh my! Oh, so the album's going to feature songs that have that have cities or destinations. Well, obviously that's the name of them.
That's it.
Okay, that's like Johnny Cash when he goes through all those cities.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. That's right.
I thought about recording that one too, I recorded I Ain't Been Nowhere.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
We didn't end up doing that. But they're all songs about destinations. Some of the destinations, as we found newer songs and started doing them on stage, we might have had to stretch the destination a little bit. But it's going to have some of the most unlikely songs that I have ever recorded. We even added another song recently. As I'm working on a, well, here's a, I'll reveal one of the songs.
Okay, don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything. I'm not supposed to know.
Song?
Yeah, which one?
What's that? So Ian Tyson, you know, he wrote Four Strong Winds. Have you heard of that song?
Yes.
Well, yeah, Tony Rice did that.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded Four Strong Winds, and as I turned around from recording it, singing it, and I started singing another song that I hadn't thought of, an Olivia Newton-John song from 1975 that no one in the band had ever heard of.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, how can that be? And they said, because none of us were
born. None were born.
But they haven't even heard. To find a song that Mickey Harris has never heard of is the most unlikely. He knows every song in the book. Anyway, we started singing this, and now it's become our show opener. We first did it on the Opry, of course. And we love it so much. It's the Olivia Newton-John song, Please, Mr. Please.
Yeah.
We sped that up, and I just love it. And it mentions Nashville. It mentions Tennessee. And when I was at the Opry, I said, instead of Tennessee, I put the Grand Ole Opry. So that works, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, so
another of the songs.
Well,
three songs it's going to be on it now.
I do. So let me ask you this: if you can say, do you know when you think it'll be released?
We're still working on it.
Okay.
We're getting closer.
Okay.
I'm thinking probably the second quarter of next year.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to that one. We're looking forward to that one. Go ahead.
Oh, and I think Please, Mr. Please will be our next single, hopefully coming out in January.
So city.
Have that too soon.
Am I correct? Then city of New Orleans is one of those destinations.
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay, all right. See, all coming together now. It's all coming together.
But there's going to be some really unlikely choices that people are like, would not, because I didn't even think I would record them. So I am very excited, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. The entire album.
I can't wait either. When it comes out, whether it's a USB or USB-C or a CD, I'll find it and I'll talk to you again about it when we get that, because I always enjoy it. I miss seeing you on a regular basis. To the people listening, I used to see Rhonda a whole lot more, and I had more reasons to be in Nashville just to hang around and have lunch. We had some good times with some good friends. And I miss seeing you for that reason, but it's always happy to hear your voice. I'm always glad you're doing new music. And I'll say this again, Rhonda. I've said it several times. Rhonda Vinson is the cutting edge of the business end of having a band and now of the business end of releasing music so that the fans can hear it. I think it's a great idea. And the fact you can hang it on your tree, this USB, I think that's just a brilliant concept.
And you can go to RhondaVinson.com and order it right now.
I was going to ask you that. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I always come back to that. You know, I was going to say that we talked about your touring, and I was going to say, where do we get this? And you said RhondaVinson.com. People can go there and find this new thing, right?
You can find out everything there. And you can even leave me a message on the message board. That's the safest way to communicate besides calling my office. One thing I did on a Facebook Live, I'm getting ready to, I have collected so many instruments, fiddles, bows, guitars, mandolins, and so people have been leaving messages if they have interest in this, because I'm going to start selling these. So I'm not sure how, if I'm going to auction them or how we're going to do this, but if you are looking for an instrument or you just want to collect something that maybe that I have, I'm going to start offering those because I am out of room. And my husband said, it's time. You cannot buy another instrument until you let some of these go, which is very difficult for me. I don't like to get rid of.
No, I have a room you can barely walk in for all the instruments that I've collected, and I'm not even a professional. So, I mean, they all have stories, and you get them, and I have some that belong to my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I'll never let go of those. I used to listen to them play them at the farm down a little further south from here. They had a farm, and they'd get together and play music, and I got a couple of those, and I'll never leave them. I'll never let them go. I'll hold them because they mean something to me.
Right, exactly.
You know, you're always busy, and you're driving now. Thanks for doing this on the road. I know that you've got a couple more hours to go before you get back to Nashville, and then you've described everything that's going to happen. So you're just a busy person. Thanks so much for being available. I tell you what, as we leave here, is there a song you would want me to play as I say goodbye to you? We've let off with the new Mary, Did You Know, great version of that. Is there something that you would want me to get?
I mean, you probably have it. Maybe have the Christmas album.
Absolutely.
Dreaming of Christmas is one of my favorites.
Okay.
I wrote those four Christmas songs, new Christmas songs, mm-hmm. unexpectedly when my father passed away some 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And that inspired Christmas Time, which is kind of sad. I found that I wish I'd never written a sad Christmas song. It's got a good message, I guess. But I wrote Dreaming of Christmas, and which also is on video. You can watch a lot of the Christmas video songs that we have. But anyway, that's one of my favorites. If you want to play that,
I'll play that as we're saying goodbye. And Rhonda, be careful driving. And I always look forward to talking to you. And you take care. Have a great Christmas. I know that you will.
I will. Merry Christmas. God bless you all. And I hope to see you very soon at a show.
I will do that. And I'll come down. Maybe someday I can have lunch with you and some other people. We can at least try to rekindle some of that.
Join us at the Opry. Let me know when we're on the Opry.
Yeah,
come be
our
guest.
Okay, I'll do that. All right. Rhonda,
take Friday.
Well, not that fast. Not that fast. But, yeah, I'll contact you about that. I would love to see you perform again. I always enjoy that, and I always enjoy just talking like we're doing now, and you're so nice to the people of Unreal Bluegrass. You've been, I think you might be, I don't know if anybody's been on more than you. I don't know if anyone's been on, other than Sonny might still have some time on you, but you're catching up there quickly, so. All right. Be careful driving, would you please, and have a good Christmas.
Shall.
Thank you so
I
much
sure
for your
have.
Time. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Rhonda. Well, I hope you enjoyed that visit with Rhonda Vincent. I always do. Queen of Bluegrass. I just can't explain it any other way. Thank you again, Rhonda Vincent. And thank you all for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass.